Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell, co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School, creator of the Celestial Timings, and co-author of the Shamanic Astrology Handbook. This audio is a look at the Grand Water Trine for the summer of 2013, actually for the summer and beyond. This Grand Water Trine is going to formulate in many different configurations over the next many months once Jupiter moves into Cancer. So we'll have outer planets of Jupiter and Cancer starting on June 25th. Then we've already got Neptune and Chiron in Pisces and Saturn in Scorpio. Saturn will remain in Scorpio through this year and into next year. Chiron will be in Pisces for the next few years, and Neptune is in Pisces still for another about 11 or 12 years. So the outer planets move much more slowly. So when a grand trine forms with outer planets, it stays in a configuration for a much longer time. However, leading up to Jupiter moving into Cancer, we will have Mercury and Venus both in Cancer starting in early June. Actually, as we start the month of June, Mercury is at around 2 degrees Cancer. And on the 2nd of June, Venus moves into Cancer, and that's going to activate the Grand Trine. We've got Neptune around 5 Pisces. It will be stationing on June 7th at about 5 Pisces and 23 minutes. There's 60 minutes and a degree, just to reminder, 30 degrees in a sign. So it's still pretty early in the sign of Pisces. We've got Chiron around 13 degrees Pisces, and it's going to be stationing retrograde on the 16th of June. So both of these will be moving back into the earlier degrees of Pisces. I think, Neptune actually comes all the way back to 2 degrees and 35 minutes of Pisces. Chiron will be coming back to 9 degrees and 7 minutes of Pisces. We've got Saturn getting ready to station direct. It's already retrograde, and it's going to be stationing direct in July, on July 17th. And Saturn stations on July 7th or 8th, depending on your time zone, and it's going to be around 4 or 5 degrees of Scorpio. So we can see that we've got these planets in the early degrees, the fairly early degrees, creating a perfect grand trine in the water element of Pisces, Cancer, and Scorpio. And it's going to continue on, as I said, for several weeks. And even months into the, as we go into next year as well. What's really fascinating are the planets that are involved in the Grand Trine, as well as just getting a sense of where the archetypal energies of these elements operate. So I want to talk about that a little bit as well. But before I do that, let's just talk about water. Some of the things that we know about the water element. Water is has many different forms. It has the ability to shape shift into steam. And, you know, it can be in a lake or a river or an ocean. It can be rain, hail, sleet, snow, ice. So it has all these different forms that it can take, and often will take the shape of what is around it. So it has this ability to merge and blend into its environment. Now, one of the expressions of water that I find very fascinating is hot springs, because that we might think of as being connected to Scorpio, which has sort of a fiery intensity to it, in addition to the fact that it's a water element. It's very deep feeling, passionate, intense, alive, and is not does not carry the qualities that we often associate with the water element of compassion, empathy, we could say nurturing and caring for others. Scorpio, in and of itself, is very much interested in its own experience and to have the most deep, passionate, intense experience possible. So if we think of hot springs and the heat and the intensity, or geysers, or other geothermal kind of expressions. There's actually forms of energy that have been developed that could give us limitless forms of energy from geothermal, which is a combination of earth and water. And fire, taking those elements and combining them and giving us a source of energy that could help eliminate the need for the unhealthy forms of fuel that we use now, the fossil fuels and so on that are ruining our planet. Water is also, it is connected to the feeling realm, to the emotional realm. And from the perspective of Scorpio, it's about feeling the full range of feeling, the intensity of the feelings, no matter what those feelings are, whether it's deep grief, anger, frustration, or it's great love, ecstasy, expansion, bliss. It's not being in resistance to any feeling whatsoever. It's about being, allowing those feelings to move and express. And so if we think about Cancer and Pisces, however, these water qualities, the qualities of connected to these signs of water are the ones that we think about: compassion, we think about empathy, we think about sensitivity, we think about the intuitive, not intuitive from the sense of fire. The fire realm has an intuitive aspect that's not feeling oriented, but something that's really connected to the deep feeling place, feelings of love and compassion, faith, inspiration and hope, idealism that can come from the Pisces realm particularly. So if we associate these three water signs with one of the operating in one of the worlds of the shamanic model of the celestial world or upper world, the middle world or the world we live in, and the lower world or the underworld. Clearly, Scorpio is in the underworld, about death and rebirth, empowerment, transformation, powerful expressions of life force energy. Clearly, Pisces is in the celestial world. It's about idealism and universal compassion and faith and trust and how can I help and heal and be of support to others, and having a connection to visions and dreams and being a dreamer, dreaming the dream of the new reality forward, helping to be a conscious dreamer, very much associated with the Pisces archetype. And with Cancer, we could say very much a middle world expression. It is the one that would practically say, so who takes care of the children? Who takes care of self and others, nurtures, nourishes, sustains life in the physical body? Without water, we would die. In fact, our bodies are mostly made up of water. And so each of these archetypal energies is operating in a different realm, a different possibility, and a different intention, ultimately. One is to connect us to the realm of grace and the celestial, and where everything is unfolding as it should, and it's all beautiful, and in this flowing, loving, caring, nurturing, compassionate place. In the underworld, it is really about being willing to feel what is yours to feel. Feel the experiences that are yours to experience. Taking responsibility for your own feelings and realizing that what we resist, the feelings we resist, persist. They become persistent. They become bigger and more intense and are trying to get our attention so we can take responsibility for them. Because often what happens if people are operating in the water element, especially from the Cancer Pisces perspective, that's more of the shadow, becoming codependent, having their feelings and their identity based on their relationship and connection to others rather than on their own process. Now, Scorpio doesn't have that problem so much. It's the challenge Scorpio has is being in command and control, or being a control freak, or being someone who is so disconnected, or maybe not disconnected, that's probably not the best way to say that, someone who just does not care what other people feel, and maybe manipulating and controlling. That's the shadow expression. So they all have their shadow expression, and they all have their pure intent. So if we look at the planets that are showing up in the water element, oh, and see, here's some other things. It's about cleansing. It's about rejuvenation. It's about feelings. And from the perspective of, we could say Scorpio, it would be self-love, you know, the feelings of deep love and intensity, and where we experience ecstasy and bliss. From Cancer, it would be feelings of love to in ways that nurture and support and take care of others, particularly children, family members, people that are close. If it's a counselor with a lot of cancer, they would really care about their clients, taking care of and nurturing and supporting their clients. And Pisces would also be the same way. But Pisces would definitely connect into, we could say, the bigger visions and the realm of grace, and how we are supported through our faith in knowing that we are divine and that everything is unfolding according to a divine plan. So when we have a grand trine, our opportunity is to work with it consciously. What is the intention? And so it would really say all these different qualities of water, the water element expressing through these different archetypal energies, have the potential to come forth. We have the potential to do shamanic death and rebirth and be reborn, renewed, regenerated, refreshed, as in that experience. Also, the other thing that's really interesting about water is when it's still, it reflects like a mirror. So it will reflect what's happening in our life. If we're looking into a mirror, or we look at our life and everything that's happening outside of us as a mirror and as a reflection back to us, what are we not willing to feel? Who's showing up in our environment to give us a clue about what we're not willing to take responsibility for, or what we're not consciously taking responsibility for? Perhaps we're projecting. And so there's people showing up in our life who play that role and reflect that back to us. So the opportunity we have in a water trine, a grand water trine, is to be willing to feel what you feel, even if you don't like what you feel, but to feel it, and often in the feeling of it, it can be transformed. Also to be willing to look at what's being reflected to you through others, through those that you're encountering in your life, through the circumstances and experiences of your life, what's being reflected to you, being willing to take responsibility for your experience. And the challenge, I guess, with any trine aspect, if somebody's born with a grand trine on their chart, and if it's a grand trine in water, the challenge is to take action, to use the gifts, to use the qualities, the highest expression of the qualities of these energies of the water element, to support and nurture what your life intent is and the support that is. So let's just quickly look at the planets that are involved. Chiron in Pisces, Neptune in Pisces, these two planets. Chiron is about shamanic healing of the emotional body. So, wow, you know, great opportunity here in the grand trine to get even more support in going through the shamanic healing process around that. And we must heal our emotional bodies in order to ascend, to go to the next level of evolution, whatever that might look like, whether that, and ascension, I realize, means a lot of different things to different people. But it's the ascending energies, the up-leveling of the frequencies, the light energy. And water is also considered liquid light. It's liquid light energy. So when you drink water, you can infuse it with intention for healing, to heal your emotional body, to heal the feelings that you may still have challenges around, and infuse that water with that intention. Put love into the water as you drink it. You can write things on your water bottle that this is coming from Dr. Emoto's work with the all that he found when he put intentions into water. and found how the water responded to those intentions. So that helps with the shamanic healing process. Neptune is activating deeper faith in our visions and dreams that really are intended to serve all of life, to have a sense of compassion for those visions and dreams, and to be willing to dream the dream onward, to be willing to dream the new reality, to be willing to dream our life anew in new ways, and trust that it's all unfolding in the way that it's intended to, that it is all in divine order, and that when we can come from the place of forgiveness, absolute forgiveness, then we heal deeply that emotional body and find ourselves no longer at the effect of the feelings that we have when we're not in a forgiving space. So Neptune has a lot to do with that. It's also a lot about sensitivity, heightened empathy, and the intention that we are nurtured and supported with, and it's in Pisces. Pisces and Neptune are the two most resonant energies, actually, of this whole entire grand trine. Neptune is like water. And Chiron, because it's an asteroid and it's about shamanic healing, we could associate it. It's definitely an underworld planetary initiation cycle or initiator. Neptune's a celestial world initiator. They're both in Pisces, so we've got that going on to activate whatever needs to be healed in order to connect more fully with the visions and dreams, to be able to dream those dreams, and to also heal whatever illusions we may have so that we can dream dreams that are be part of the greater divine unfolding plan. Saturn and Scorpio, the underworld, is the underworld, but Saturn is the middle world. So putting these two together, it's being willing to feel, like I said before, being willing to feel what you feel and to die to who you believe yourself to be so you can be reborn anew, a shamanic death and rebirth process. And Saturn, middle world, earth energy, bringing together earth and water, the power of earth and water and the feminine form, what we experience in form and also what we experience in our physical body. So being willing to nurture and take care of our physical bodies in this process. Also, Jupiter is middle world, Saturn and Jupiter middle world planets, and Jupiter is connected to the element of fire, enthusiasm, inspiration for how we create our life and what's the new vision that we are, the renewal of vision that we're being inspired with whenever Jupiter's around. And in Cancer, it's about creating a safe space for all people and all life, and really, in a sense, for practical compassion. Middle world. How do we nurture and take care of ourselves? How do we do that for each other? How do we do that for ourselves? And how do we do that for each other? So these are some of the qualities of the grand water trine that are active from now until into 2014, and it'll be making different configurations. When I refer to the Grand Water Trine, you can refer back to this recording to get a sense of what it means and how to work with these energies and how to be willing to be, you know, I guess the main thing is to be willing to feel what you feel in order to heal, feel to heal. What we're willing to feel, we can heal. And if we're not willing to feel it, it's going to continue to come up in our reality, reflect back to us so that the events become more and more intense until finally we surrender and are willing to feel. So universal compassion, trust, faith, and trusting that this is really going to catapult our ability to ascend into the next level of experience through the heart, through love, through the ability to love ourselves and to love all life.